Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about going no contact with the narcissist. One of the hardest things you'll ever have to do, depending on who the narcissist is, whether it's a narcissist in your family or an ex-partner. It's really hard when you have those boundaries up and they broke your boundaries and now you're going no contact. Maybe they blocked you and now you're going no contact, or maybe you discarded them because they showed you indifference. So now where you at? You're no contact. Now what's happening? Your phone is not ringing. Things are quiet. You're starting to think about things. You're starting to look and you're starting to, introspect into yourself, and you're thinking about the words of the narcissist saying to you, you're the problem. You're the reason the relationship broke up. Understand this, you guys. If it was so great, you wouldn't be broken up, all right? So your ex is your ex for a reason, and you've got to keep it broken up, because it's going to be a same pattern if you ever got back with them again. It doesn't work like where somebody comes back and they say, oh, I realized what I lost, okay? If they really realized the value in you, they would never take a chance of losing you to somebody else, okay? But in the mind of a narcissist, they think they're superior to you. They think you're a fool. They think you're a loser. They think they are better than you. They always think that, they don't need you. You are replaceable to them. And most of the time, as your relationship was breaking down, they made sure they had somebody waiting so that they weren't alone. Because one of the greatest fears of a narcissist is not just exposure, but being abandoned. So a narcissist will always have somebody on the sidelines before that your relationship actually, breaks down. But understand this, for whatever it is or for whatever it isn't, the bottom line is that person was toxic, okay? Now, how do you stay strong during no contact, which is really, really hard? Understand this, you've got to ride the wave. In the beginning, it's going to be tough, all right? Because you're going to be thinking about that person constantly. And, you're going to maybe be sitting home more. Your phone's not going to be ringing. You've got to get yourself busy with other things. Get busy with friends. Go out. Get physical activity. Start walking. Go to the gym. Join groups. Keep yourself busy during the no contact. You cannot break the no contact, because if you break the no contact, you are disrespecting yourself and the narcissist knows it and your value goes to zero, okay? So when you go no contact, you're showing that narcissist that your words mean something, that you mean something, that you are not going to stand for somebody treating you less than who you are, okay? Maybe you put up with a lot of shit for a long time and finally now you're going no contact. If you break that no contact, you're going to look like a doormat, okay? This is why you can't do it. You've got to program your brain and say to yourself, I know it's hard. I'll get through it. I got to keep myself busy. Each day that goes by, I will get stronger, okay? And this is where the narcissist fucks up, okay? Because each day that goes by, you're going to get stronger. And when that narcissist comes back, and 99% of the time they do, you have to be, you know, you're going to be stronger. You're going to get used to not living with them around. You're going to get used to the fact that your phone isn't ringing or you're not getting texts. And guess what? You're not going to be needing that narcissist anymore because you're going to have your life going, okay? When people are sitting there and they're really like grieving over the narcissist, it's because you got nothing else going on, all right? You've got nothing else going on, or you're sitting there and you're reminiscing about the great sex you had with them or the great times you had with them, and you're falling back into that because nothing's going on for you right now. But that doesn't mean something's going to go on later on that you're going to have great time. Understand this. A narcissist is a fantasy. That is all they are, is a fantasy. They built up a fantasy in your head. They portrayed to be someone that they weren't, okay? All that kindness, all that niceness, all that lovey-dovey shit is exactly that. Bullshit, all right? Because if they were who they said they were, they would try to resolve any problems out with you so that they could be with you. Because when people really care about somebody, they will humble themselves to try to work it out with that person. But you see, a narcissist won't humble themselves, okay? And this is part of their demise. And this is why they lose good people, because they don't know how to take accountability and to say when they're wrong. They don't know how to humble themselves. Their pride is, you know, which is looked down on by God, having too much pride is not somebody that you want to be with, because if you ever have a problem with them or you have to work with them, you know, getting things done in life with them, they are difficult. They don't bend, okay? And life has a way of throwing you a lot of curveballs, things that happen that you don't expect. And you want a good partner. You want a team player. A narcissist is not a team player. They, you know, they're your counter player, okay? They're against you. They're your enemy because they want to be on top and make you the subordinate, all right? So you've got to stay no contact. And you got to say to yourself this too. Oh, I wasted this amount of time with the narcissist. I wasted 8 months. I wasted 2 years. I wasted 5 years. You know, a lot of people bounce back because they think about the time they invested with the narcissist. Oh, well, I spent all this time with them. So what if you spent a lot of time with them? We're talking about your whole life. You don't want to throw another 10 fucking years away on this person and be starting all over. It doesn't get easier, you guys, as you get older. So when you're young, be smart and be around the right people so that you don't have to start all over later on in life. You know how many people are on my social media that have been with a narcissist 10, 20, 30 years and they break up only to realize that they were with a narcissist, and how they have these regrets and wish that they would have broken up way, you know, long time ago when they saw those red flags, okay? So this is why I'm telling you, when you start to feel like you're going to break with that no contact, just think about being with them another 10 years and then having to start all over again. That sucks, okay? Not only that, that narcissist is not going to respect you. That narcissist is going to say you're desperate. You can't go on in your life. You need them. And you know what that does? That gives the narcissist control to treat you like shit, okay? They'll talk to you a certain way. They'll do what they want. They'll cheat on you because they feel you're a sucker and you're not going anywhere. That's why people that get together, break up, get together, break up, get together, break up, end up finally breaking up down the line, because that narcissist, you know, got to a point where they kept treating you worse and worse and worse each time you got back together with them, because each time you got back together with them, you look like a doormat, okay? And they know that they could treat you lousy and you're putting up with it and you keep taking them back. So the bottom line is, you don't threaten to break up with somebody unless you mean it, okay? Because if you take them back, your word means shit and they're going to treat you like shit, okay? I'm just going to say it like it is. So when you go no contact with that narcissist, understand this. That narcissist is going to be out. They're going to be out, you know, doing their thing. If they don't have somebody already, they're going to be, you know, trying to rub it in, you know, on social media to try to irritate you. No, you got to refocus your mind and think about your own future, what you got to do, how you're going to meet new people and all of that. The narcissist is RIP. What they do doesn't matter. Just understand this. The narcissist will destroy themselves, and they always do, okay? I'm talking from experience. A narcissist, people say, do they get their karma? They most definitely get their karma, okay? And I've seen it time and time again. It doesn't happen right away. A lot of times it happens later on in life when they're older, but they get their karma, okay? They either end up alone, or they end up, nobody wants to be bothered with them. They end up bitter and angry, or they end up getting sick because they lived a life of promiscuity and being, you know, a fast life. And when they live a fast life, you're going to burn out your health. And that's exactly what happens to a lot of these narcissists, because they live double and triple lives with different people. And, you know, they never rest because they're always going looking for that excitement. And guess what? Their body is going to wear down and kick back when they get older. So a lot of them get sick later on, you guys. I have seen this, okay? So I'm telling you, just sit back and let them destroy themselves. Because when you live a certain type of life and you don't follow God's principles, it's going to pay you back down the road, okay? Like I said, it may not happen in the early years, but it's definitely going to happen in the later years, okay? You reap what you sow. Remember that. They will reap what they sow. And you have to focus in and think about this. You had life before the narcissist, and you're going to have life after the narcissist. And you're going to make your life happy, okay? Because happiness is a choice. No matter what life throws at you, happiness is a choice. And I tell my son this all the time. Happiness is a choice, okay? And I myself, I choose to be happy, even though I've had it extremely hard, you guys. Extremely hard. I have, you know, 3 kids, 2 special needs kids, and I've had to do it on my own, in and out of hospitals, in and out with doctors, you know, teachers, this, that, therapy, all of that. Sleepless nights, constant sleepless nights, but I refuse to lay down on the ground and die, okay? Because my love for my children is greater than anything else in this world, okay? So my point is this, I choose to be happy. I choose to make the best of what I have and work with it and find pleasure with family, with friends, with different activities that I do. I keep myself busy doing these other things to fill my life, and I know my purpose. And this is what you have to do. You've got to know your purpose. What is your purpose in life? What do you want out of life? Do you want to get married and have kids? Do you want a thriving career? Do you want to live in a city? Do you want to live in the country? There are other things in this world besides the fucking narcissist that made you miserable, okay? So just understand this. You got to think with your head and not your heart, because your heart will get you in trouble, okay? Think with your head, write it down on a piece of paper, all the miserable things that narcissist did to you. And every time you feel weak with that no contact, you got to take a look at this and say, lied to me, gaslit me, went to their flying monkeys and talked about me, you know, gossiped about me, you know, cheated or whatever, stole money, you know, wouldn't be transparent with me, always had a face on. Look at that fucking list, okay? Before you break that no contact and say to yourself, do I really want to go back to that? No, no, no. I may be a little lonely, but instead of thinking about the narcissist, let me think about, okay, what's going on in my community right now? What's going on? Maybe I can volunteer or do something. Volunteer for the fire department. Volunteer at the hospital. Do something where I'm around other people and I'm meeting other people and I'm filling my life up with other things than thinking about that toxic narc, okay? And, you know, it's acceptance too. You got to accept the narc for who they are. They're not going to change. They are not going to change, okay? Because they don't self-reflect. And in order to change, you've got to be able to introspect and look inside yourself and see where you're wrong. And a narcissist can't do that. So don't ever expect them to change because that's who they are and they're not going to change, all right? So you're not going to change them and the only thing you could change is yourself and where you want to be and who you want to be around, all right? And no contact. You get to that point of being strong and no contact by educating yourself as well. Reading as much about narcissism as possible, reading other things, reading philosophy, you know, reading things that wake up your mind, okay? And you understand what the purpose of life is. And it gives you a higher understanding. And then you're going to look back on all this stuff and you're going to say, this is some real petty shit that I was dealing with. This isn't even worth my time. This isn't even important in my life. Okay. And when that narcissist comes back, you're not even going to give them the time of day. That is their karma. They lost a good person. Because when you're a good person and you have a good heart and you give to somebody and somebody doesn't appreciate that or somebody's trying to use you and you step back from it, you didn't lose anything. They're the ones who lost you, okay? Understand that. Value yourself. Value yourself because the narcissist made you feel like you were nothing or you grew up in a narcissistic family and you had low self-esteem and you became a victim to this narcissist that came into your life and you took that shit. Now it's time to take your power back, okay? Learn to live alone, okay? Once you learn to live alone, you will become a dangerous fucking person. Believe me when I tell you, I'm living proof of this. Once you learn to live alone and you're okay with it, you're good, there ain't going to be any narcissist that will ever be able to sway you or manipulate you because you're independent and you don't need anybody, okay? So I'm losing my voice this morning because I've been going, you guys. But I just wanted to give you this pep talk to a lot of people and understand this. It'll get better, okay? It'll get better. The more time that goes on, the more that it's going to ease. The pain is going to ease each day that goes by. And the more you waken your mind up to see who this person was. I always tell people, you know, you'll break that trauma bond when you finally see who the fuck that person was. And they were not who you thought they were. Okay, when you really study that person, you study where they came from, you study their patterns of behavior, you study how they treat people, you're going to say to yourself, this person was not who I thought they were. I was dealing with an animal, okay? Well, I was, in my case, in one of those situations, you guys, I was dealing with a very violent person. But, you know, at the time, I didn't see him for who he was, okay? Because he, you know, was very kind, very nice, very caring. My best friend, to a degree, pretended to be. And I realized that he was a malignant narcissist, very dangerous. And I was lucky to get out of there. Okay. So you guys, I hope that helps you stay strong with the no contact. And remember, if you lived with the narcissist before they came into your life, you're going to live with the narcissist after they exit your life. And leave yourself open for new people that come in, okay? Hope that helps you. If it does, hit the subscribe button and share the podcast. Have a great day.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, Go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.